your living room furniture. Tune in on May 24th to KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You'll feel great and be better looking in no time.
I've seen that guy in a long time. I haven't seen that guy in 20 years.
Are you on?
What's going on, Twin Cities? The Metal Meltdown is still going on. That's what's going on. Ungentle Ben here. I've been a DJ on this for maybe four some years.
I don't know.
Root of All Evil.
It's been a while.
I just figured out I've been doing this for 7 years.
Wow.
Because I missed the first one of these, but I've been at every other one.
Yeah. Oh, there you are over there.
Here's me. There's
and,
you.
And, yeah.
Got Mr. Nice Croxton. We got some Mark the Hammer action.
Yeah. Had a...
Hello, everybody.
It's the annual reunion. I haven't seen Doof in a year. I haven't seen... Oh, I could see Matt.
Yeah, you missed Bridge Troll, man.
Oh, usually see him. So we got done listening to Ageless Warrior.
Yeah, and that's just came out. It's an album. What was it recorded? Like 4 years ago?
Six years ago.
And they just finished it up and put it out. Very happy about that because it's a stellar album.
I like that they maintained.
Because of COVID?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Micah let me hear it one time in its unfinished version, and I'm very glad they put the stamp on it because it's a good album.
Is that at Horse Camp's party?
Nope.
Nope. He played it there too.
Oh, okay. I probably don't remember that.
You were kind of drinking.
Yeah, I was kind of. I was kind of drinking. That happens at Holt Camp's house. Oh man, yeah, Ageless Warrior, good stuff. That's on Bandcamp. If you are into that power metal kind of thing, go snatch it up.
Yeah, we got more of that coming too. And before that, I believe Jim Zilla requested.
Yeah.
Rigor Mortis.
Rigor Mortis, welcome to your funeral.
The legends, yes.
Yeah, they are legends, man. Unbelievable band. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And before that,
yeah.
We had Spirit World. Wait, when did this, what did we kick this off with? I think it was.
Started off with Night.
Night. Okay,
yep.
Good. Thank you. Doof is still in the house.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, before that was Spirit World doing Pagan Rhythms. Off the Pagan Rhythms album. And for that, it was Night. Not with a G-H.
Nope. N-I-T-E.
N-I-T-E.
Yeah.
That was like absolutely one of my favorite albums from last year. I just love it.
That was good stuff, yeah.
Classic. Yeah. Going to class.
Yeah, good
Very
stuff.
Good.
All right.
Hells yeah.
Okay, well, again, we're doing this raising money for KFAI as well. So... I just got the My Glow in the Dark t-shirt, and it's awesome. So,
yeah.
At the $60.66 level.
Seriously, yeah.
Totally.
It's don't be afraid by the $60 mark. Look at the shirt first.
It's incredible.
And it glows in the dark.
Yeah. I think it's one of my favorites, yeah, for sure.
And the $60 goes to an unbelievably great cause of keeping the metal going through the airwaves of the Twin Cities. So.
Keeping the station alive. I mean, come on. I mean, how many songs have I heard that I've never heard before that I've heard on KFAI?
Exactly.
Like all day, every day.
Yep.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean... Doesn't matter what show you're listening to, who even would be on right now?
I'm not sure.
Every episode of everything. Man, I'm just, Josh, you learned about KFAI from, like,
you learned about
Impaler, right?
From
KFAI?
Yep, even before the Root of All Evil, there was a show called Adrenaline Solutions by this guy named Drew Miller. And he didn't play all metal, but he played sets of metal.
Yep.
And I found Impaler going through the dial in the middle of the night one night, and ended up taking my alarm clock and breaking it on my head. I was like into Wasp and Motley Crue and all this, and then I hear this just thunderous. And so I had one of those cheap little rinkety plastic alarm clocks, and bam, cracked it over my head. And it hasn't been the same for me since.
Yep, and here we are still doing this.
Been there, done that. Yep.
Yeah. Take care, Doof.
Adios.
Take care, man. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Good to see you, man.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So, Should we get into some more metal?
I think we should get into some more metal. What kind of metal are you thinking, Mr. Ungentle Ben?
Let's just kick it off with something that's fast and loud, like Razor on the Metal Meltdown.
KFAI.
Fresh Air Radio.
Fresh Air Radio.
Minnesota's
metal.
Screaming up your face, man.
What do you think this is all about? You think this is a fucking costume? This is a way of life.
So tune in your stereo, your boombox, or cheesy nightstand alarm clock to KFAI 90.3 FM. Bite the knob off and chew it up. and leave it on Fresh Air Radio. Turn it up real loud so your neighbors can enjoy fresh air just like you.
Damn kids.
The root of all evil.
The root of all evil.
Because we know, you know,
where the good tunes are, dude.
Jim, Jimzilla, our resident a-hole, what the hell happened with him?
He just called.
Oh, he did just call?
Yep.
Was he busy washing his Zubas?
Let me guess, work sucked.
Work sucked. He just got off work.
Yeah.
Actually, he was distracted. He lost track of time. He was having way too much fun beating the, clubbing the baby seals.
Okay.
But, yeah, so he's got to get up and really early and do his thing, and so work. He's not here tonight.
Last week, last week, what was it? He had allergies, and then the week before, he had a tummy ache. I don't know.
No, I think it was too much Taco Bell or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd do it. A 55-gallon drum of Mountain Dew. I don't know, some chicken wings followed by some cheese balls.
Caffeine overdose.
Well, yeah. Mind you, Mountain Dew was spiked with Mellow Yellow.
Well, good grief. Whatever, dude. I...
Let's go. Don't waste it. Recycle it.
Every pop can, every cardboard box, every hot sauce bottle counts.
That random junk mail, tomorrow's cereal box.
That glass bottle, next month's pickle jar.
That pop can, back on the shelf in just 60 days.
Don't waste it, recycle it.
Because in Minneapolis, what goes around comes right back around.
What else should you recycle?
Search Minneapolis Recycling to learn more.
We'll be right back.
That sounded pretty metal.
Metal.
Yeah, metal, metal.
Metal, 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 metal.
Metal Meltdown back, number eight.
Eight.
Eliminate all your hate. Metal Meltdown, number eight.
First rate. Yeah, where is the sound? Is this some sound? Imp? What kind of imp is it?
Oh, yeah. Pure imp in the background, usual.
Yep.
As per the usual.
It's our background ambiance.
Yeah. Gosh, this list is so long. So that was Cyclone from this year's release, Known Unto God. That is some Belgian thrash.
And once again, reminded that I need to check that out.
Yep. It's what they probably didn't put anything out for like 30 years.
Yeah. And then they drop it just out of nowhere.
Yep. Yeah, shout out to Cyclone. Before that, Mr. Kellerman's boy.
Yeah, Ashton, out for you, buddy.
Yeah.
In Flames, Artifacts of the Black Rain off the Jester Race.
That's cool.
Classic. Yeah.
Yes. Love that old In Flames stuff. They kind of lost me along the way, but that's stuff right. I just love.
Their early stuff was good. I liked it. Before that, by request from Doc Murphy, it's Black Braid. Doing Fleshbound, a Lord Belial cover. I didn't realize that till now.
Oh, wow, Lord Belial
cover.
I did
not realize that till now.
Cool.
And before that, total creator worship, but I think that they're making their own ground like no one else. It's Desolus. That's the pact off of this year's release, Dwellers of the Night, Twilight Void.
Yes. It's a fact. That was the pact.
It's the facts. Jack.
And
before that, of course, as mentioned, Creator doing Ripping Corpse Attack.
Oh, that's so vicious.
Yeah. Off of Pleasure to Kill, of course. I mean,
40 years ago, and it's still hard to equal that vicious.
It's Pleasure to Kill.
That's snarl, man.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
That was great. Yeah, that's, I mean, come on. Kind of.
Yeah.
I would say, like, if I ever... That just really brought me back to center, that album, with metal. As we are massaging the metal airways right now.
We are what?
We are, yeah.
What are we doing to the metal?
Massaging the airways with metal. That's what I'm saying, man. We're manipulating.
Yes, we are.
The airwaves with metal.
We're trying.
What kind of massage is this?
It's more of a message. It's more of a message.
Is it like a tickling, or what is...
I don't know. Sometimes a message can be
massage.
We're
talking shiatsu or like tickling or
yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. What's going on tonight at the Club Underground there, Mr.?
There's a delightful band from Ohio called A La Carte.
Yeah.
They'll be bringing their food-driven metal mania to the Twin Cities.
Getting crazy. Yes.
Chef outfits and all.
Chef metal.
Pus Filled, also on the bill, a one-man awesome wrecking machine, just super heavy death metal. Vindictive Punishment, kind of a slam thing with Jack from Visceral Reaction. And then opening it up is Mollywopped, a power violence band that I'm really excited to see.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Once again, we are taking over the airwaves today, all day long.
And we ain't giving them back.
In honor of Earl Root.
Earl!
So, anything else you going to say about Earl right now? Or should we get some more metal?
Any more Earl tales?
Earlisms?
Earlisms?
Earlisms. It's early for Earlisms. just the 6:06, or what, the 3:33 in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is one half of 666.
Yes.
I've got a food antidote real quick.
Oh, you got a food, Earl food antidote?
Yeah. I was in here with Matt Valley of State of Mind fame, and we were just hanging out, and Matt had brought in Lunchables when they very first became a thing.
Oh, man.
Good luck.
That's like what the rich kids had.
Earl's mind was blown. He was like, really? And just looking at the package with the meat and the crackers and the cheese, and it made his night. I've never seen somebody get so excited over something like that. It was wonderful.
He was a food driven man. He wasn't a big man.
No,
he was an imposing man.
Yeah, he was.
He was tall.
Tall, big,
but he wasn't heavy.
No, nope.
But he did really have something about food that he really enjoyed. It's very specifically. Did you experience any of that, Tom, over at the record
store? That was one of my first stories
Yeah.
What about like, the mayonnaise? Yeah.
Well, that mustard. Right. It's mustard.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, he would lose his mind if there was mustard on his food. Yeah. Oh. Jared, who was in Epicurean, he worked with us at the dungeon for a while.
Yeah.
He ran over to get lunch, and he came back with mustard on his sandwiches, and Earl made him wear it.
Oh, man.
Dang.
And when you say Earl lost his mind, Earl was very friendly to everyone he ever met. He was... You walked away from a conversation with Earl as though he was your best friend that you've known for your entire life. But when he would lose his mind, it was almost comedic because it wasn't like an angry thing. It was just like a, you could see his head just expand and be like, I need to get all this out of my head right now.
Yep, exactly.
Mostly about food. Or if he got excited because he saw a band like Vulture or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Well, he used to go on tour with Impaler a lot because... We'd bring Theater of the Macabre when they started.
Yeah.
And there was police everywhere around Smiler Coogan's, the club we were playing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Our reputation precedes us. And, you know, we're packing up, and Earl wants to... Well, he's got a joint, and he's going as loud as he can, top of his lungs, police everywhere again. Who wants to smoke a joint with the root of all evil?
He was in third person by that
point. Oh, man.
He didn't ever refer to himself as that back in that day, but
that's awesome.
Or else he refers to himself in plural.
Yeah. And he's not Earl. He's the root of all evil.
Right, man.
And, talk about a guy that did like it all in a short time.
Yeah.
I mean, he started out with Deranged.
That's right.
And just made, joined a scene. Then he created a scene of the metal, kind of second generation metal.
Amplified it, essentially.
Amplified it, brought it to a larger audience.
Yes.
He did this radio show.
Yep.
Diligently, even though Jimmy said, I'm never going to come to anything with you doing that radio show.
And we split this radio show up four or five ways now. He used to do it every freaking week.
Every Sunday.
Insane. Like, by himself with physical media.
Yeah, just unbelievable the burden he took on, man.
Oh, and the crap that people used to bring in.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, here, this has been converted from 8-track down to a wax disc. Do you have a way to play the wax disc? And, we didn't have the internet. And he did it. I remember being at parties, and that's when Jimmy was talking about that, or either it was either First Avenue or it was at one of the parties, because Earl would come and he'd have to leave at 9 o'clock to go home and take a nap.
Yep.
Probably critique a sandwich first and then go have a nap, and then he'd come on and do the radio show and we'd all go be at those parties and stuff and then we'd show up here afterwards and he'd do it all the way till 6 a.m. every single Saturday night, Sunday morning.
It's unbelievable,
He was the most energetic person. He really was.
He was. You listen to an old tape of him or something, and you just go, how does he even do that? His personality is just booming. Like, everything he expressed was always, just extreme and excitable. It was great.
Awesome. And he had to work a job. He had a wife. He had a lot of stuff going on. He had a lot of irons in the fire, but man, always have a smile on his face and love metal. Love metal.
It was fun to work with him at the Roots.
And his fans and everybody, so
jealous of you getting to work with him. That had to have been cool, getting that much of an inside.
He treated everybody good, I thought. So
he did.
I mean, I was more on the Decker side, and they didn't get along too good sometimes. But that was more for fun, though.
I think they loved each other.
Yeah, they did.
But it sounds like some kind of duality that might have perpetuated itself there.
Yeah, I was a Decker guy, but
it's like the Beatles and the Stones.
Yeah,
right, totally.
Is there a caller on the air?
There is.
Hey. Sorry, now I got you. I'm sorry. I missed your call earlier. Is this Jim?
No. Ladies and germs, boys and ghouls, this is Jim Zoa. As I look at this ever so popular and oh so odoriferous clock on my phone, I see it's 10:39 in the morning.
Indeed.
It's never too early for Earl stories.
Never.
No.
And I know you've got a couple, Jim.
At the studio one time, I'm sure some people have heard this before, but they love hearing it. I don't know why, I guess because it's really dumb. Earl and I were on the elevator. I'm wearing a shirt that has a skull from top to bottom on one side and
backbone and bones and all kinds of other stupid metal things on the back. And Earl looks at me and he says, dude, that shirt is so dumb. God, it's retarded. And I said, but dude, it glows in the dark. And he looks at me and says, of course it does.
Absolutely perfect.
And when you talk about Earl's love for food, we're hanging out at the store one time and he said, I'm kind of hungry. I said, dude, you want me to go get some Zantigo? And he goes, what? Zantigo is still around? I said, it came back. He goes, dude, go get it. Made his day.
Was it real chicken, though?
Well, no, I got Cholitos, of course.
Oh, yeah, cheese. The Cholitos are amazing there.
Oh, yeah.
And I drove from the store to the only Zantigo that existed at that time, which was in Matamidi on County Road E and 120. It was a haul.
Ooh, yeah.
It didn't matter.
Well worth it, though.
Yeah. Anyway, just wanted to call and share that idiocy for a moment.
I wonder if Earl would realize how much his food stories would be lighting up the air 40 years later.
Yeah, exactly. That's hilarious. It's like, let's talk about Earl's food palate. We're breaking it down.
Sweet. Thanks for calling in, Jim. Stuff.
Yeah, awesome to hear from you, Jim.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. All right, let's get into some more metal.
More metal.
I'm going to play something.
What kind of metal are we going to hear on Gentle Ben?
Probably my favorite band.
Protector?
How did you guess?
Did I really guess it?
Yeah. Protector, which to me is the... If you have the big four of Germany, to me, they're number four. But
yeah, better than Tankard.
Opinions might like, vary.
For that list,
oh, they destroy Tankard.
Although, don't forget Darkness either.
Right?
Or no, wait. Yeah, Darkness is in there.
Oh, yeah, right. This is... off their latest release from Open Skies and Endless Seas, and it's on the Metal Meltdown number 8.
Let your weapons speak.
just to loot and to seek and find more honor. With the gods on our side, fearing nothing, let worlds collide. Feeling free, feeling strong. The sky has no limit, greeted with song. Raise the sword, hold the might. Nodding warriors, follow in the light.
for that.
Loving those Roto Toms.
We've got an even better Tom here, though. Croxton.